Neil, a lot's been said about the way Norwich City play football and have done over the past three or four seasons. Is this a sign of the sort of football you're going to be playing, really high-tempo attacking?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've said all along, you know, it's the team scored 28 goals last season. Obviously nowhere near enough, but obviously in the top flight. So you've got to take that into consideration. But I've done all the research. You look at the teams that are being promoted, you've got to score goals in this division. You've got to get 80 odd points minimum. You've got to score 80 odd goals probably minimum to get up there. So it doesn't take a genius to work out. You've got to create and you've got to score. So you've got to build a team and principles of play around that. And I think people have seen that certainly tonight. You know, we scored plenty of goals. We could have scored more goals. The key, obviously, is making sure we've got the balance right, that we don't concede. We conceded one needless goal tonight. But if we can attack in the tempo and the manner we did tonight, then obviously we'll cause teams problems. It's just my job to make sure that, you know, when we don't score a bag full of goals, then we ain't conceding them. But I think people want to see attacking football. The Norwich people, you know, I've been here 20 years. Many people here, you mentioned Norwich City, they say a passing team that plays attractive football. That's probably slipped in the last few months, last season or so. So it's up to us to get it back again and get the people, I said, put smiles on faces. Hopefully that's what we'll do.
And I guess that ethos also means that there's not all the pressure on the strikers to perform. And that certainly was the case last season. They got a lot of grief for it. But, you know, tonight, five different goal scorers.
Well, you know, your strikers, obviously, they're brought into the team to score goals. But I think a team that gets promoted, you can't rely totally on your strikers unless they're going to bag 30, 35 apiece, which I haven't seen for the donkey's years. You've got to have contributions from other players, midfielders, defenders as well. It's got to be shared through the team. Of course, the strikers are the ones that have got to deliver the goals. But as you said there, without support, without goals from midfield and from defenders, it could put too much pressure on strikers, as we saw last season. So yeah, I'm delighted that the goals are spread around. It's obviously something that we need to do going on.
Can't obviously speak about all the players, but Wes has been someone who's been spoken about a lot and how happy he's been and whether he's wanted out. He looked pretty happy out there on the pitch tonight.
Well, I've said all along, even, you know, before he even took charge at Fulham. Everyone knows what I think of Wes Houlihan. I think he's a fabulous player and a player that will give many, many defenders and midfield players problems at this level and beyond. I said at the end of last season, one or two people scratching their heads thinking, well, you rated him so highly, he didn't play him. But we look at those last four games, particularly at the end of the season. You know, there's an obvious explanation why. But I've sat him down two or three times and said how important he is for us, what I think of him, and I think he's happy now. So a happy Wes Houlihan playing at the level he's capable of is going to be a big threat in this division.
Talk about youth players, you obviously know them better than most, and we've talked about it with you before, but I think some managers are sometimes a bit frightened about playing youngsters and then several youngsters. By the way you went about things, I know it's only a friendly, will you be scared about doing it in the Championship?
No, they know. I mean, obviously I know them from the FA Youth Cup, and it was great that we got five FA Youth Cup winners on at the end of the game this tonight. Simple enough, if they're good enough, they're old enough. You know, it's an old throwaway cliche, I know that, but if one of those, and I've told every single one of them, if you're playing better than a senior pro, well, I'll be a fool not to pick them. I'm going to pick the best 11 that'll do a job on any particular day, and if that means it's an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, no-brainer, he plays.